Gentlemen, the Raptors, like I mentioned, beginning preseason, they played about three games so far, and they are trying to, of course, change the culture. That was the big phrase in the offseason in regards to this team and how they wanted to play specifically on offense. And so far, we've seen a lot of three-pointers, Donovan, but not a lot of them are going in. I know it's been kind of difficult for us East Coasters to stay up and watch some of these 1 a.m. Hawaii games and 10 o'clock starts out in Portland, but from what you've been able to see so far in the limited amount of time, has there been a noticeable change in this Raptors offense from what you can pick up?
No. I mean, they're taking more, and they're, if we want to be frank, they're making less. They've exceeded last season's high as far as threes taken in each of their preseason games, all three. So it has been an emphasis for sure. Problem is they're only hitting 29% of them. So at some point, and granted it's still the preseason, but at some point, you have to have the conversation of, are you cutting off your nose despite your face? And you have been a team that has plateaued in the playoffs, specifically offensively, but you've been a team that's made the playoffs over the last couple of years. You've been very consistent. You can make an argument that, they are a top six, top seven team in the NBA over the last 3 or 4 years with their consistency, their continuity, both in personnel and the way they play. So I'm not too sure how much you can ask a Leopard to change its spots. And remember last year to start, they had massive defensive issues, massive rebounding issues. But during the first half of the year, it was 1A, 1B with the Golden State Warriors and the Toronto Raptors as to who had the most efficient offense in the history of the NBA. Yeah. Now, the second half of the year, that fell off the table and they came back to the pack as they started to play better defense. But the way they played offensively wasn't really their issue when it came to the playoffs. The way one guy played offensively and really two was the issue, and that's DeMar DeRozan and Kyle Lowry. And DeMar was 1 of 15 from 3 in the postseason, and he's, for his career, 21% three-point shooter. So unless he is going to take a huge jump in shooting threes, I'm not sure the emphasis as a collective on shooting threes in volume is that necessary?
Well, it was kind of interesting, Josh, in that first game. I know seeing the shot chart, they only took one shot from the mid-range in that first preseason game against the Clippers. It was kind of jarring to see that because that's not what we're used to when it comes to the Raptors. But, I think, ultimately for me, the three-point shooting is, interesting and intriguing. But, I think one thing just fans and people have been clamoring for with this team is just more ball movement, because we know when the ball's in the hands of DeMar DeRozan, he can pass it occasionally out of double teams when he has to, but we know he likes to work, obviously, in the post, in the mid-range. Kyle Lowry can occasionally, kind of hang onto the ball too long as well. I think we just need to see The Rock move around a bit more for this Raptors offense to open up, and maybe that's kind of what unlocks this culture change that they want.
I think you're right, it is the key. And for me, DeRozan is just sort of the straw that stirs the drink. Obviously, Lowry has been more impactful, but I think for them to have what we are calling this reset, this change in culture, this change in style, I think you need to see DeRozan become that secondary playmaker, because Lowry's capable of making plays. He's a good point guard. He can shoot the threes, pretty good on defense. He's not really my concern. DeRozan's made some improvements. It seems like every year he's turned from just, a dunker and then a mid-range shooter. He's developed a bit of a post game. He gets to the line. I want to see him be a better playmaker. I don't know if the three-point shot is really ever realistically going to be a huge weapon for him, but if he can make more consistent plays off the bounce, find open shooters, get to the line, and also improve his defense, then I think you're going to see the Raptors as a whole start to play better. I'm just wondering whether we've seen the best of him. Like, if this is just what he is and he sort of stagnates out as this kind of player who scores lots of points, can make the odd play, hit the odd three, but sort of leave you wanting more. And I'm just sort of wondering whether we've reached that point with him.
And look, I love the three as much as the next guy. I mean, clearly that's the way the NBA is trending. Obviously with teams like Golden State, we see the Cleveland Cavaliers chucking up tons of threes. But, if you follow the analytics, we know that the best shot is, aside from the three, is really an uncontested layup or getting to the free throw line and getting those easy points. It's not the three automatically. But like you mentioned, Donovan, I think does this Raptors team have the personnel? I mean, unless DeMar DeRozan's ready to take that jump, Serge Ibaka is a decent three-point shooter. Norman Powell, you know, had a bit of a regression last year in regards to his three-point percentage, but he's a guy that can hit that shot. Kyle Lowry as well. CJ Miles, you add him. Is that enough for this Raptors team to be, you know, taking 43-plus, you know, three-pointers a game?
No, because, I mean, unless all four guys that you mentioned are each going to take 10, the other guys are not, you know, DeLon Wright, that's not his strength. Pascal Siakam, who's looking to stretch out his range, this point of his career, that's not his strength. You know, it seems like every other offseason we hear, well, Jonas Valanciunas is stretching out to the three-point line. Please don't. Like, that's not his strength. Just go to the right block and abuse people and with a baby hook. So, no, there aren't enough actors on this team to be able to enact that plan. For me, it's a philosophical thing, and I think the key is increased ball movement to make defenses move and put them under pressure, and then getting wide open shots, and maybe you're willing to live with a wide open three rather than a contested one. The philosophical discussion you have to have in offensive basketball, you're often talking about, well, let's find the matchup and abuse that. Well, for DeMar DeRozan, who is, you know, an elite offensive player, one of the best isolation scorers in the NBA, for his entire life, the best matchup is me one-on-one with whoever is guarding me. So naturally, he says, okay, find the matchup. As soon as I have the ball, this is the matchup. I'm going to take it. I'm going to score. And for the most part, he does a great job at it. He was the top five in scoring last year, and he takes and makes very difficult shots. The issue is, in the playoffs, when everyone is loading up on DeMar DeRozan, that becomes that much more difficult. So you want to play in a way with ball movement where you're getting others involved, where if you are being loaded up against, you can find other ways, other pathways to success. Golden State, Houston, they play with great ball movement. They, in selective moments, allow Harden or Durant to find the matchup and abuse people, but they use it selectively. For the most part, they play off of ball movement. And if you can change that culture, I think, will be more important than saying, well, everyone's shooting threes, it seems to work for them, let's shoot threes also.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of agree with that, because if you're DeMar DeRozan, you're thinking, this guy can't guard me, I know what I can do here, I'm going to abuse him. And, you know, it's funny, going back to Damari Carroll's comments in the offseason after he was moved, about, you know, a lack of trust on this team, and you know, talking about when he was Atlanta, they would move the ball and guys trusted each other. Maybe he felt that, you know, there wasn't enough trust in the offense to allow, you know, other guys on the teams to take more shots than what Kyle Lowry and DeMar DeRozan were getting. But I mean, if you're DeMar DeRozan or you're Kyle Lowry and you're seeing DeMar Carroll brick three after three, I mean, wouldn't you feel like, you know, you probably want to stop giving this guy the ball too?
Yes,
yeah, absolutely. It's going to be, you know what, I think Dwayne Casey's an effective coach to a point. I was very surprised. I don't think he necessarily deserved not to be brought back. I mean, it's the most successful era in franchise history has been under his watch. But if you're looking for this culture reset and looking to try and change your style of play, I feel like short of, you know, overhauling the roster, which they didn't really do, they made some minor tweaks at best, then maybe a new voice and a new style and a new system might have been the best course of action to get this change to happen suddenly. Because the Raptors aren't exactly, they don't have a long window here, right? I mean, you have guys in their primes, but you probably are looking at, what, 3 or 4 years maybe of contending caliber basketball in the Eastern Conference. And if, you know, this season doesn't go according to whatever their plan is and things don't really change and they continue to run into the same issues that they have the last few years, are you left wondering, hey, maybe if we made that coaching change, or if we changed the scheme from the top down, maybe this year would have gone a little bit different, and maybe next year would go a little bit better because we wouldn't be behind the eight ball, assuming they do change coaches if things don't go well this season?
Yeah, I just don't know what coach is out there on the market that is going to get more out of the talent. And with the current CBA, you can't really just overhaul the entire roster all in one season. So, I mean, in a way, I don't want to say you're stuck with both scenarios, because it's the team that is going to win 50-plus games and probably make the playoffs. Again, there's lots of teams that would sign up for that. But you're kind of stuck with what you have. And I don't know. You could bring George Karl in here tomorrow. Is he going to make DeMar DeRozan shoot threes at a higher clip? I don't think so. So, yeah, I think they are what they are. And I think the window is 2.5 to 3 years. Because that's the deal that Kyle Lowry is on, Serge Ibaka is on, and that's around when DeMar's deal expires. So you're looking at either 3 years or 2.5 years at the trade deadline if they're not pushing for real success. I think that's the window. And then you look at the next window of DeLon Wright, Poeltl, Norm, maybe Caboclo, and you know, now OG. I think that's the next window after that. Like Boston, I think you've got two different timelines on the same team.